Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
We hold as an article of faith that anyone, given the opportunity, can rise to great levels of achievement and contributions for the public good. This pursuit is a public enterprise meant to be directed toward all.
Well, that's UMass Boston Chancellor J. Keith Motley speaking in 2013 to the UMass Boston community. Last night, Motley announced that he would step down from his position at the end of this academic year. In a memorandum sent to the university, he said, quote, "It has been my honor and greatest pleasure to serve as your chancellor." Motley's resignation comes amidst financial problems for the university, and UMass Boston has a deficit approaching $30 million. Joining me now is WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin, who's been following this story. Hi there, Max.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so first of all, I should say that I know you have too, but we've reached out to Chancellor Motley and to UMass President Marty Meehan as well. We did not hear back from the chancellor. President Meehan said he was unavailable. So we look forward to hearing from either of them in the future. But what do we know about why Dr. Motley stepped down from the chancellorship?
Motley didn't give his reasons for leaving, and neither did the university's official statement, and neither of them have spoken to the press today. But I think it's safe to say that that deficit looms large. Motley's presided over the transformation of UMass Boston for over the last 10 years, and it's really coming along. But I think they knew back in 2011 that all that transformation was going to cost a great deal, and now the budget gap is starting to loom large.
Was Dr. Motley pushed out, though?
I think it's safe to say that he shouldered the blame for this yawning deficit. It was announced in March that the university would bring on Barry Mills, who had formerly been the president of Bowdoin College. Now he was coming aboard to oversee kind of the daily operations. And it was speculated that Motley would stay on as the face of the university, but it may have been too much to ask to have two highly paid, highly talented leaders at the top of the university.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you mentioned about the cause of that $30 million deficit. Ellen O'Connor, a longtime vice chancellor for administration and finance, reportedly told Dr. Motley back in 2014 that UMass Boston was running out of money. But do we know what Dr. Motley's reaction was to those warnings?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that both Motley and the school's board of trustees and really the entire leadership knew they were making an ambitious bet on the future as early as 2011. They had prepared this report that said we are going to build all these new buildings and have these new programs, but that the cost of that may be an up to $50 million deficit, and they're not even quite there yet. So the report recommended finding revenue elsewhere, closing the gap, raising student fees, adding out-of-state students who pay full tuition, and doing more fundraising. So they were sort of optimistic and hopeful that they could change the face of this urban college and still pay the bills, and it ended up being a little optimistic.
Hmm. Well, WBUR's Fred Tice spoke with students at UMass Boston about Dr. Motley's announcement of his resignation. Here's sophomore Michael Martinoli.
Since I've been here, I've seen this campus go from piles of dirt to actual buildings. So I think he's doing pretty good. And that's what this campus needs.
So, Max, tell us more. What has the reaction been to Motley's resignation on campus?
I have to say, I think most of the people I've spoken to would agree with Michael that they thought Motley was doing a pretty good job. I mean, there have been protests in the past few years about fees rising and cuts to supplies to faculty. They did a hiring freeze. And I also heard that some students actually transferred out of UMass because there are still some piles of dirt and some disruptive construction on the campus. But I have to say, many people seem to really like Motley. They liked his presence on the campus. They said he sent daily notes to staff and made other gestures that showed that he cared.
Mm. Now, Dr. Motley, in his resignation letter, said he's going to be stepping down at the end of this academic year, taking a year sabbatical and coming back as a professor at UMass Boston. But in terms of leadership for the university, do we know what's next?
Well, Barry Mills, the former Bowdoin president, will take over the role as an interim chancellor. It's been announced that he isn't being considered for the permanent role and that there will be a global search for Motley's permanent replacement. Mills will have to decide whether he wants to make further cuts to services and whether they can further raise fees and still stick to a mission of educating everyone.
Hmm. Well, that's Max Larkin, reporter for WBUR's Edify. Max, thanks so very much.
Thank you, Magna.
Well, let's get another perspective on what it means that J. Keith Motley is stepping down as chancellor of UMass Boston. Kevin Peterson is founder of the New Democracy Coalition, an independent nonprofit that at one time was housed at UMass Boston. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So give us your thoughts. What do you think is going on here?
Well, it's within the black community and among black leadership is a devastating blow. His departure from the from leadership on the at the campus is a surprise, and many in black leadership feel that it's unwarranted. That Dr. Motley was in fact a scapegoat for many of the problems, most of which are financial, that has occurred on the campus over the last 4 or 5 years. There has been a tremendous amount of building success on the campus about which the community, Boston, is proud. That campus is significantly much better in the physical sense than it was, let's say, before Dr. Motley became chancellor.
Let me just jump in here.
Sure.
I mean, you've known him for a long time.
I've known him for about 2 decades, since he was a basketball coach at Northeastern.
Have you been able to speak with him since
announcement? There's been an email exchange, but I have not spoken directly to him, and there's been no substantive exchange in terms of email. But I do know people, professors on the campus, and who are deeply concerned about the leadership vacuum that he leaves at UMass Boston.
Mm. Well, until recently, I mean, to the point of that leadership vacuum, Chancellor Motley was the only African-American chancellor in the state university system,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons why Africana Studies professor Anthony Vandermeer told the Boston Globe that he says that he believes in the case of what has been happening with Chancellor Motley that, quote, race is all over this issue.
Yeah, I think there's that is a unfortunately a profound but potentially true perspective. Folks within the black community cannot segregate the issue of race cannot segregate the two issues, race and his departure. Now, it is difficult because we don't know what happened behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to identify who is acting in racist ways or how the institution is acting in racist ways that has forced this this crisis upon him. But at the end of the day, black folks around town were extremely proud of his achievements. Few failures that we've identified publicly, and we're scratching our heads around why the scapegoat for what's happening over
but is it not also just as possible? I'm going to preface this by saying many, many times on this show, we talk mm-hmm. in depth about Boston's legacy with race,
yeah.
about structural and institutional racism.
Right.
So I am going to acknowledge that those things absolutely exist.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it also possible that as the head of UMass Boston, as the chancellor of UMass Boston, doesn't matter who you are, the buck stops at your desk.
Well, but there is a collective leadership in such a vast and comprehensive and complex organization such as UMass. It seems to many that he is the victim of a financial crisis about which he shared responsibilities with others, including board members, including the president of UMass, including the corporate community. So he doesn't exist. Dr. Motley didn't exist in a vacuum. And there were warnings around the potential financial problems made to everyone, to which everyone should have had an opportunity to respond. to after 4 years to come to a point where the campus is in financial crisis, and then point to one person as the boogeyman is just not acceptable.
That is what happened.
Yeah.
And I try not to deal with alternative realities, but what alternative solution might have happened that would have relaxed concerns that race was a motivating factor here?
Well,
we don't know if it was.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
To the extent that people in the black community who look at Motley as their leader, to the extent that they feel that there's race, raises a problem that there is a problem with race. So that felt experience should be of concern for all of us, black and white. It's hard to, because it may be institutional racism, it's hard to identify when it happened or how the trigger was pulled. But there's serious concern about whether or not Motley would have experienced this had he been white.
Well, Dr. Motley, if you happen to be listening, because I know occasionally that you do, we welcome hearing from you at any time on Radio Boston. Kevin Peterson, founder of the New Democracy Coalition, an independent nonprofit that used to be housed at UMass Boston, thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.